WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively into a beautiful week of baseball at home. Decent weather. We got a British Open happening this weekend, if you're so golf inclined. And we are inching even closer to the beginning of training camp. The Ravens kick it off the end of next week. Luke's going to be with the Orioles all week. You can find him out at Baltimore. Luke, I am going to be at the Beaumont on Thursday giving these away. So the last couple I have, the last batch, this has been a really lucky batch. We had a $100 winner at Coco's last week of the Maryland Lottery and the throwback scratch-offs. We're going to be at the Beaumont from 2 until 5. It's also brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. Great guest on Thursday this week from 2 until 5. Taking a little down period next week for my anniversary, but then back up. It is our 25th anniversary on August the 3rd. We're going to be at Costas all day, giving away everything that's not nailed down. Leonard Raskin has been to the radio station in recent times. Get Nasty shirts, Free the Bird shirts, Purple Rain 1, Purple Rain 2, CDs, books, shirts, swag, stuff, bumper
get it,
stickers.
Get it, get it.
I'm bringing it all out, Leonard, on the 3rd from 11 to 4. I'm not bringing it to Drug City because Drug City is a little bit more compact, and I do the show upstairs, up steps and whatnot. I'm not lugging all that stuff. So I'm taking it all out to Costas at 11 o'clock, which is literally 25 years to the day from when we went on the air here at WNST, August 3rd. And if it's not nailed down, it's yours. How are you? You were in
Alaska. Fantastic.
Oh, my God. You've been traveling, man.
We've been traveling. We did the family vacay this year, a little land and sea. So we started up in Fairbanks, Alaska, and learned a lot about Alaska. I'll tell you, my son knew all these things. He's just too smart for his own britches. But did you know that Alaska is not just the largest state in the nation, but you can fit two Texases plus inside of Alaska? It's massive. I had no idea it was quite that large. And it's
two Texases. Okay.
Two Texases. And it's a desert. Alaska is a desert. And by definition, of course, I'm thinking sand. Thinking desert, I'm thinking sand. No, it's a technical meteorological, see, I got that word out, definition that is less than 12 inches of precipitation in a year. And so over 80% of the state is a desert. And I said, wait a minute, you guys get massive snow. What I didn't realize, they get this powdery snow that when it melts down, is just not a lot of water. You can't make snowballs with it. You can't do anything with it. It's just fluff.
It's probably evaporates up.
Yeah, it's just a fluff. It's amazing. And then we heard some interesting facts that children go to school until the temperature is worse than negative 60 Fahrenheit. And they wait out for the bus if it's warmer than negative 40. So the kids are standing outside for the bus. Negative 40.
As a guy that got frostbite 2 weeks ago, and it's true, I did, on my leg. I put an ice pack on my leg, and it blistered. I still have blisters. I couldn't go out in the sun. It's been a mess.
It's crazy.
Like, I just think, like, frostbite is
unbelievable.
Like an unbelievably awful thing to have happened to me in the middle of July.
They are born to it. They grow up in it, and they know how to handle it. When we were there in Fairbanks, really weird, 2.5 hours of darkness, because we're there in the summer. 2.5 hours of dark. In the winter, it's 2.5 hours of light. We went from Fairbanks to Denali, saw the mountain. Magnificent, okay. 20,000 feet above sea level. Incredible, coming out of the clouds, just overwhelmingly beautiful. Everything I heard about Alaska, it's majestic.
See, Mueller did it last year, and I've had friends that have done it. My former partner of mine did a cruise 20 years ago.
Yep.
I don't want to say it's not on my list because there's still a lot of other things
that
would be on my list to do. And you did Europe last year, and I've been a lot of places you haven't been, all over Australia and Asia. And I mean, I love traveling. My wife really wants to go on safari in Africa.
Oh, yeah. That's
I really want to see. By the way, you weren't here for this last week. Huge headlines everywhere. And you're on social media, so you probably saw it. There were rumors, but no facts, that the Northern Lights could be viewed from here.
No.
No.
And we couldn't see them there.
The only Northern Lights I saw was Bel Air, from where I am.
From up north.
The only thing north I saw where I am.
But there was no Northern Lights. And in Alaska in the summer, there's no Northern Lights either, which was kind of a bummer. I was looking forward to seeing it, but it doesn't get dark enough long enough for it. And so you got to go there in the winter. They say March, April, you know, you got to come in March. That's the best time to do it. But or October. So we are not there in the winter. Needless to say, I'm not going to do negative 30 to see the lights.
So there's a girl that I went to a high school with. Yeah, I probably had a crush on her back in the day, but it's been 40 years, so I can admit that. Her name's Dana, and she moved to Alaska she married a guy and moved to Alaska. And she's lived in Alaska all of my Facebook relationships. So for 15 years, I've been on Facebook watching her, and she keeps in touch with Dundalk friends. And so she also spends time in the Caribbean on a boat, sometimes like in the winter.
Yeah, you gotta get out of there.
She's in the Virgin Islands, different places, but she has this magnificent life in Alaska. And I literally wrote to her when I saw you in Alaska 3 weeks ago. I saw you were, my wife said, Leonard's going to Alaska. I'm like, what? Leonard didn't tell me. He didn't tell my audience he was going to Alaska. So you pop up in Alaska, hit my friend Dana. And I said, where do you live in Alaska? Cause she was putting videos of moose up out in her backyard. Right.
Oh yeah.
So she says she lives in a small town called Kasilof on the Kenai Peninsula. The closest big towns are Soldotna and Kenai.
Nothing.
And I had to like,
so there's like, there's no big places.
I looked it up just to figure out because I saw you were in Fairbanks.
We're in Fairbanks, Denali, and then down to Anchorage and to Seward.
Okay, can I make a life, because we're talking about last year. I got to tell you this because I've never.
Yeah.
That you and I maybe never happened. Chad Steele would have never thrown me out. Greg Bader would have never have known me. Peter Angelos would have never known my name. But I was obsessed with being a sports writer, right? You know this about me, right?
Yeah, of course.
Every rejection letter ever written to me from Rolling Stone, Playboy actually bought a piece of mine. So I have an acceptance letter from them and they wrote me a check and I have a copy of that too. It was a kill fee thing, but like I have every rejection letter from every American newspaper. Several interested me because I was the music critic at the Sun. We were on the Times Mirror Wire. People thought I was older than I was, right? I had all these sports clips that I covered sports. So I was always sending things out trying to get a job. And it didn't matter where the job was. It was an agate intern editorial assistant at the Sun where I was considered white and they were much more inclined. They were a very white newsroom at that point in the 1980s. They were trying to become more diverse. Venezuelan was not diverse. Dundalk did not qualify as diversity. So I was always told, like, you're going to have to go somewhere else to work. Like, that was what they told
Sure.
Investor in 1989 or 90. 1989 or 90, I'm 21 or 22. And the Anchorage Daily News sports editor took shine to me. And he wrote to me and basically offered me a job because they don't. And I said, look, I'm not taking a job in Anchorage without coming to Anchorage and looking around and seeing what my life's going to be like, right? If I were to take this gig.
It's going to be cold.
The gig was to cover the Anchorage, Alaska Anchorage hockey team, which is the biggest beat that they have there.
Sure.
Right? And they had several guys that played in the NHL.
Yeah.
One of them was a guy named Mike Pelosi. And he played for the Blackhawks in 80. You can look all this up. 89,
yeah, sure,
90.
Sure.
They played at the Spectrum on a Saturday. And I went up, got a press pass. And I went up and literally went into the locker room. Roenick was on the team because Roenick was next to him. I remember talking to Roenick about this too. I talked to them about Anchorage and whether it was a good place to live or not. And so I got, that was the best you could do in 1989 to know anybody from Alaska was to find a hockey player who played there and said, would this be good or bad for me and my kid? My kid was 5 years old. There would have been a fist fight with his mother, my parents. But I was so desperate to take a job that
I strongly considered going
to Anchorage and writing at the Anchorage
Nestor,
Daily News. That's true.
Nestor from the North.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find the box of the resumes and find the offer letter from them.
There
I may put all that up for my 25th
anniversary. For the 25th.
WNSD might have never have been. You would have been relegated to a life of Jerry Coleman is what it would have been.
Well, I got a text from a cousin who has a little one. I don't know, 4 or 5 or 6 or 3 or 4. Anyway, somewhere around there. And he watches, I think it's called Molly from Denali. I've not seen the show, but it's a cartoon show and it's all about Alaska. And when we put up on Facebook pictures of a moose in Denali, she showed it to him and he was all a fluster that we were in Denali. And
now he wants to go to Alaska.
He wanted to know if we saw Molly. Did we see Molly from Denali? I never heard of Molly from Denali, so I had to look her up. And there she was, Molly from Denali. So I found her.
All right. So how many days? And give me, because we'll talk Orioles. Larry Raskin is here. He's Raskin Global. If you take care of your money, take care, you get to do cool things, right? So
that's right.
Probably the message of the American dream would be, my American dream is to go to every state in the union. I don't have Alaska yet. And I also don't have South Dakota or North Dakota. Those are the last two for me.
Got to do the Mount Rushmore thing. Of course. Come on.
It's in the middle of nowhere. Like Alaska.
So what? That's what you got to get there. Hey, look, we
Tahiti's in the middle of nowhere.
Look,
I found it.
Alaska's not in the middle of nowhere. It's actually the end of somewhere. It was quite the flight.
You could see Russia from there, according to some elected officials.
No, that's not true. That was never true.
Okay, okay.
You know better. You know better. That was Tina Fey. But that's okay. Anyway. It could have been, but it wasn't. Anyway, and you can from like the tip of the point, because it is. I mean, it was Russia. Let's face it. We took them for a joke on that one.
Seals, whales, fish,
2 cents,
Russia.
2 cents an acre, man. That was one of the greatest deals in U.S. history.
Hey, listen, every time I played Risk, I tried to get on Kamchatka.
There you go. So yeah, we flew up to Fairbanks. We did 4.5 days land tour, buses and trains, seeing gold mining towns and the pipeline that pumped oil out of there for years and years, still is.
So you didn't do any driving. You were on a tour.
No driving.
See,
no
Moeller got in the car and they went and did it on their own. And which was awesome.
No.
You know?
It would be, but this was magnificent. We did a paddle boat down a river along the coastline. And we went to the, if you remember her name, I can't think of her name right now. We went to a musher camp. Susan, what the heck was Susan's last name that won the Iditarod?
Iditarod, okay.
So we went to her place and had a presentation by her husband, and they showed all the dogs, and then went to a place, saw moose, saw reindeer, caribou. It was absolutely, the wildlife was incredible. Grizzly bears out in the wild.
You saw bears in the wild?
Absolutely. Bears in the wild.
My wife went to Asheville, North Carolina for Mother's Day with her family, like doing this retreat thing.
Yeah.
And the last day there, she's taking pictures of two baby bears on the, I'm like, that's why I don't go to Asheville, North Carolina.
There you go. No, this was
bears.
This was amazing. We were looking for moose
Chicago,
the whole time.
Chicago, maybe. That's about it.
We were looking for moose the whole time. We were on a bus trip in Denali National Park, looking at the mountains, magnificent. And we're driving down a road, 2-lane road. It's about 25 miles an hour. We're in the bus, and coming the other way on the road directly at the bus is a giant caribou. I mean, antlers, huge, running towards the bus at full speed. So the bus driver just stopped and we watched, and it just came right at the bus, and about 15 yards out, it made a left turn, went into the trees and
decided it didn't want any part of the bus.
Didn't want to do a Russian roulette with the bus. Didn't want to do chicken. With the bus, it was a reindeer. Said no, thank you. But man, it was amazing. We saw wolves. We saw big sheep up on the mountainsides. It was incredible. I mean, this is just not something you see every day.
Now, was
Baltimore.
This on your list to do? I mean, obviously your kid drives the family, right? So Matthew,
no. This was something Kathy and I wanted to do. We had it scheduled.
Okay.
A little history. We had this trip scheduled, land and sea cruise. We had a trip to Vancouver that was going to be 4 days, and we were taking off from Vancouver north and doing this Alaskan cruise in 1999. We had planned it. For our listeners here, this is something really bizarre. So cruises are one of those vacations most often that you have to pay for in advance. So, you know, these days you fly, you buy a plane ticket a couple of weeks, and if you don't use it, you get a refund or you switch it or something. But cruises, I don't care if it's 5,000 or 30,000.
Use
it or lose it.
Right.
Yeah, and you pay a year out. So back in 1998, for some ungodly reason, unbeknownst to my brain to this day, I bought trip insurance, which I never do. Never. But we bought trip insurance. And the trip was the end of June 1999. And on Memorial Day, 1999, the morning after Memorial Day, actually Memorial Day, it was Monday, I ended up in St. Joe's Hospital with a heart problem.
Oh, wow.
With a heart issue. And I thought I was having a heart attack. And I was in the hospital for 4 days. And I had arrhythmia. You seen those commercials with, is it Kareem doing these commercials now about arrhythmia? Yeah, so that was me. I couldn't breathe. I got lightheaded, thought I was having a heart attack, went to the hospital, had a catheter, you know, get in there, do the check in there, put the ink, put the dye in your body to see if you got a
blockage.
Bottom
line is Doc says you ain't going to Alaska, right?
Doc says you ain't going to Alaska.
Yeah.
And we got back every penny we spent on the trip, which is just bizarre. But that was 99, and we never rescheduled the trip for whatever reason.
I've had three trips to Italy cancel.
Yeah, that's
with
kinda,
my wife because of sickness, illness, you know.
Whatever
I
it is.
I still have never been to Italy.
Yeah, so this we just never rescheduled it. And then last year, you know, we did the big European vacation. And as we were flying home, we were on the plane literally flying home. And Kathy said, well, that was just too much moving and doing. It was a beautiful trip, but it was really busy. I think we should do a cruise next year. And Matthew was like, yeah, let's go to Alaska. And we're like, we haven't been. We didn't do it. Now, this time, I got to tell you, did not buy the trip insurance. I had good faith that we were going to succeed in making the trip. And thank goodness, because it ain't cheap to go. But it was beautiful. It was.
I've never heard anybody go to Alaska and come back and tell me I shouldn't go.
Yeah, no, ever. Exactly. And then the cruise, cruising out in the water, and then you pull into this glacier. You see this giant mass of snow and ice. Just stunning. Stunning.
Well, I did the bottom of the world in New Zealand.
There you go.
In a place called Doubtful Sound. You can look it up.
Okay.
Doubtful Sound. It's the
farthest bottom.
Sound, you know.
Yeah.
It's you and penguins and whales.
Right, right. There you go.
At the bottom of the world. And it was like four seasons because we had to go over this hillside on a bus. And you know, the kiwi is a flightless bird, and they're elusive. You can't see them. We actually saw one, which is crazy, in New Zealand. I mean, the driver said, I drive this tour every day. I've never seen that bird. I've been doing this for years. So we had
it
sort of
amazing.
A weird day, but it snowed.
Yeah.
And it was 70 and sunny and snowed all within a few miles of each other and a few hours of each other all in one day. And we froze to death and we got sunburned all in the same day at the bottom of the world.
That's
like,
it.
For
it's
people
crazy.
That chase baseball or football or boozing or beaching or whatever.
Whatever.
I'm that guy, and I'm not a national park guy, but I've been to Yellowstone. I'm not a safari guy, but I'll go to Africa. The Alaska thing is sort of if I wouldn't do that, I would want to do the fjords of like Norway or sort of the similar
vibe,
but doing it in Europe. But I would want to do the Northern Lights. The Northern Lights are my number one thing.
Yeah, so I think the best place, I don't know, but I think one of the best places there, you do that, you go to Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they're overwhelming and amazing. You know, that's the place. But I haven't been there, haven't seen them yet. There was a place in, I think it was Denali. We went into this little town. It's a little town that is where Northern Exposure was modeled after.
Right.
So you go into this little town.
And they named the car after it, the truck.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And there's this little shop in there, this woman is a photographer and has been taking pictures in Alaska of the Northern Lights for 30 years. And she prints them on metal and they're just amazing photographs. I mean, the sunset behind you is that kind of magnificence, the colors, she's got purple, she's got orange, because some of these colors you only see once a year, maybe. And she's got these amazing shots. I was tempted to buy a couple of the prints, but I said to the wife, I said, you know, I haven't seen it. So without seeing it, I don't know what picture would be in my mind's eye, what it would be. I don't want a picture of it. I want to go see it.
Are you a Northern Lights guy? Is that on your list?
I think it's something. Yeah, it's something got to see.
And it's something you got to get lucky to do, right?
Right.
There's this place in upper Norway. No, it's actually, it's Finland. It's in Finland now that
NATO,
I'm thinking about it.
Now in NATO.
So there you go. So going to Helsinki, I haven't been there yet, but and it's north, and they have the globe, like they're like igloos with glass ceilings that you hang out. You can mush dogs and do all that stuff in the winter, and it's kind of romantic. And they have the sauna, spa, and like all that stuff. But it's cold as hell. I mean, you know what I mean? Like I said to my wife, I thought I wanted to go to Antarctica. At the beginning of our relationship, I did. That was sort of a bucket list thing for me.
Okay.
Until I found out how cold it was. And then Baldinger went. Baldinger did it. And Baldinger did it on one of the icebreakers. And Baldinger's
crazy.
Like out on the
crazy
island with the penguins and stuff.
Yeah.
And he just told me how nauseating the smell was. He's like, everybody's throwing up because it just smells like penguins. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
So,
no thanks.
Yeah. So once he started telling me all of this, and my first girl I ever had a crush on, Ingrid Kolstad, who did the show at Drug City back she was the doctor for the military on the Antarctica base 3 different times for 6 months in darkness.
Yeah,
she lived
go.
There for 6 months when it was dark.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, so these remote places,
I'm good.
They're
I'm
made
good for
very
like 2 or 3
romantic
days
by northern exposure.
Right, right.
They're
I'm
made very romantic by
there.
The cartoons in Denali, Molly from Denali. But like these are rugged.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Awful.
These people. These
yeah,
people
these
that live
people,
there.
Man.
Oh, no doubt. The people that live there year round are tough. And it's not me.
I go up to New Hampshire and freeze my nuts off
right,
at Christmas.
Right.
I can't...
I'll take it. I'll take it for a couple few days to see the sights and do the thing. But I ain't hanging out there for 8 months of dark. No.
All right.
I'm not,
most
I'm not
important
up for that.
Thing. Leonard Raskin's here. He'll help you manage the American dream. I got my Raskin Global shirt on. You can find him at Baltimore Positive. Go to RaskinGlobal.com. If you are looking to invest money, thinking about money, have 5 cents that you want to turn into 10 cents, Leonard's the guy. Keep you out of tax trouble, but make sure you're on the up and up, as they say. Was any Oriole baseball, did baseball come to you at all? That's earlier in the day. You got 5-6 hours on us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All-star game day, Orioles winning, Orioles losing, like, or was it, or were you turned off?
No. Got back to the off the ship.
Civilization.
Yeah, civilization. Okay. And was able to catch Adley switch hitting in the home run derby. That was impressive.
Okay.
That was impressive.
Well, Dad, too. You know,
yeah, Dad pitching and him crushing from the left and from the right was just silly. It was silly. They should have given him the title just for doing that. They should have a switch hitter home run derby. He was
call
just,
it the Mickey Mantle contest.
That's
the
right.
Eddie Murray.
That's right. Do it for real. Real ball players there. But he blew it away. Blew it away. And it was magnificent to see him out there with his dad. That was great. And then watch the All-Star game and watch the mountain blow it. All I could say to myself was, blow the All-Star game. Who cares?
Right.
Who cares? I was in tune with your, I think it was your Facebook post or social media post. I don't know where, but I'm with you, man. These Major League Baseball players should be wearing their team jerseys at the All-Star game. What was those pajamas about? That was stupid.
Terrible.
They just want to sell another something. Who's buying an All-Star jersey?
If they want the All-Star game to look like an All-Star game, I need to look down on the field and see the beautiful white and the beautiful gray jerseys that are traditional to the sport that indicates this is a Twin, this is a Ranger.
Right.
Look, there's five Rangers out on the field.
Right.
They
I
must
didn't
be
know who
good.
The heck they played for.
Right.
It was terrible. That's right. They even had a little in-game interview thing with the guy. Five or six?
They put a lot of effort into these primary jerseys to make them beautiful and timeless and ageless. And then they urinate upon them when
it matters.
Yeah,
that was terrible.
It
was terrible. Terrible. You didn't know who was from where. It was just ridiculous. And I don't know if I like the in-game interview nonsense with the players.
Like
that's kind of
like
weird. It's kind of
weird. I didn't like the pitcher doing. I didn't like Evaldi.
Oh, that was really weird. He's got how about when he was on and the batter was on? And they could talk to each other.
When they're playing is
but they were talking
silly.
To the pitcher
like I
who
talk
could
to them
hear
afterward.
And talk to the batter. That was really bizarre.
Yeah. I
guess they're trying to get the 20-somethings or the teen-somethings to watch the game. That's what it's about. That younger generation wants that instant gratification.
And it turns out nobody watched
social
the game.
Media
7 million
right.
people watch the game. Right. It's the worst watch game in the
history. Us old guys are watching, and then we're bitching about it.
And
you know,
right. I swear to God, third inning, I text Luke and I text Jen because she wasn't here. And I'm like,
yep.
I waited all day for this.
Terrible.
Like, yeah, that's all. Leonard Raskin is here. He has waited all his life for the Orioles to be this competitive. He is now home. The Dodgers are in. Luke's at the ballpark. Football's around the corner. I guess we'll get to talk to about all that. But bottom line on Alaska is it costs a lot of money. You have to save money. This is
you
a good
do
chance
it. You
to
can
do
it
your
less.
Elevator speech for what it's going to cost me and why I have a guy like you to keep me from being careless with my money.
Yeah, well, you know, bottom line is we can all buy stuff. And a lot of people like to get stuff. I personally have, you know, the stuff that I need. I have a few things that I want. I don't have much over the top stuff. And I'd rather go. I'd rather experience. And
you'd
that's
rather
the
take
thing.
a ride on the boat than own the boat.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I'd rather have a friend that has one. The experience of the boat is good. And don't offer to pay for the gas. Take the crabs. It's cheaper.
Right.
But yeah, you know, put your money away. Go places. You're not going to remember the bigger TV or the newer car. That has a luster of 5 minutes. But you go to the south of France or you go to Alaska. Look, you just said North Dakota, South Dakota. How many people never leave their neighborhood? And then stretch that out to the county, stretch that out to the state.
You it's know, a big world.
We're bordered you know, by
for me
bordered
having
by,
having extra money, like
yeah.
the experiences that I've bought with my money. If
that's
I die
right.
tomorrow broke,
that's right.
I just telling people about how majestic New Zealand is, or
that's
how
right. Beautiful.
Incredible
Beautiful.
Moorea is, or how incredible Tokyo is, or cultures, or going other
yep.
places.
Yep.
Even if it's just going to Disney World and having that kind of experience with your family, you need to save to be able to do
you
that.
You need to save.
And you don't want to put it on your credit card. And, you know, I've heard
pay
people saying,
20%.
I put this on my credit card, I'm going to be paying this vacation off the next year and a half.
Heaven
Maybe you
forbid.
Shouldn't be taking the vacation.
Yeah,
right?
That's not a vacation you should be taking. No. That's when you get in the car, drive the kids down to Ocean City for the day or two and stay in the Plim Plaza. That's,
you know what? You said that. That's what my mother was poor, right, in the 70s.
As
and that was
we.
Her show of love to me.
That's right.
Like in her whole life, her biggest show of love to me was taking me to the Plim Plaza in Ocean City.
Couple days down.
And all these
down
years later,
beach,
I remember that love.
That's
you know?
Right. And that's what matters. That's what in the long run. You know, my son's going to remember going to the Super Bowl. He's going to remember Alaska. He's going to remember Paris and London with his family. What car we drove, what year, how big the TV was, who cares? You know, you got an iPhone 7 or an iPhone 14. They both make phone calls. Get over it. Use that money to do something that's amazing that you'll remember forever. By experience, it's way more valuable for you and your family. And it keeps you young. You know, we had elderly people on this trip with us, not
and
with
you
us.
You weren't one of them.
I was not elderly, but I mean, there were people in their 70s, 80s, almost I could see 90s.
Waited their whole life to do
they
this.
They had canes and walkers, and they were getting on and off a bus to see these sights and just overwhelmed. Yeah, trip of a lifetime. And they were doing it. And on the cruise, on the trains, across the board, people were there, and there were some people with kids, little kids that were there. And you just think to myself, you know, that's a great experience for a 5-year-old, 10-year-old. They're going to remember Alaska forever. And that's what it's about. So yeah, save your pennies, do the right thing with it. Don't worry about the stuff. Think about the opportunities. When I talk to people and they say, oh, my spouse doesn't like to travel. So go alone, find a friend, go with a friend. Don't let that hold you back. Let your spouse stay home. If your spouse doesn't want to go, okay.
Don't
go
drag
them. Go without them. Why right? Waste the ticket? Find somebody else who will pay to go and spend more money on you. That's what
Letter
I said.
Letter Raskin giving that great. Spend more money on you. I love
That's
that.
Right.
Raskin Global.
That's right.
Living the American dream. And certainly back with a full report on Alaska. We'll have a full report on Orioles baseball by the end of the week. And obviously the Ravens getting going a couple weeks from now. You can find Leonard out at Raskin Global for great financial advice. And certainly all sorts of interesting information up at his website about saving your money, what to do with your money, avoiding paying unnecessary taxes, all of those type of things. That's what he does. That's why I wear him out. And by the way, I have your crab mallet, but it's in my bag.
There you
I
go.
Still have not used it. I went to Costa. I still smell crabs with my fingers. I was at Costa Sunday for the game. I went there with Chris Piker. We had the big ones. They were delicious. But on the 3rd of August, I am breaking your mallet out. And you know,
crack
when I had the mallet, I had it at Coco's the other day. You can watch a segment. I had Dave Shine in and I had Chris Piker, or excuse me, Mike Siciliano with me. And I had the mallet. I felt a little bit like Richard Scherr during the square off. You know what I mean? It was a
You're
little
right.
bit like the gavel.
Gavel.
So I don't want to steal. I love Richard. I don't want to steal his gig. I love Oprah and Greg Scherr too. But I do feel like when I have your mallet, I feel like a Richard Scherr. It's
there
like
you
I'm
go.
Going to bang the table. So
there you go. Do it at Costas.
And I can open my beer on the other end. August 3rd is our 25th anniversary. Come on out to join us then at Costas all day on the 3rd. Then on the 4th, we'll be at Drug City. All the free stuff is going to be at Costas on the 3rd because I'm bringing it out in boxes. I'm setting it up. Come get a shirt. Beautiful. Come get a hat. Come get a book. Whatever I have that's still in boxes from that era. I'm petered out bumper sticker. I have all sorts of stuff. Stuff that may or may not be. I have old nasty newsletters. You want to take it. If you don't, I'm going to eat crabs on it with the Leonard Raskin Global Crab Mallet. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. The American dream, Alaska. Pennant Race Baseball here at Baltimore Positive.